Gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 28, page 1019 of the Church Bibles. Mark 13, verse 28. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. So be on guard. Be alert. You don't know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house in charge of his servants, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know when the owner of the house will come back, whether it's in the evening or at midnight or when the cock crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Lord, speak to us, I pray, through your word, through each other, through everything you show us. In Jesus' name, amen. Ken, would you like to sit? Fiona, ignore the screen which says service extra. We'll have to jump that. Can we have the a YouTube thingy now? And don't think you're in the wrong place if it comes up. Okay, can you show that screen? Service extra. Oh, all right. We don't want that. We want the words. Service extra, it's called. We do want the music, but we want the words so people can see. That's it. Keep it going. Now let's click on service extra. And display. Will it do it? There you are. Can you go back again and start the music? Don't start the timing yet, please, John. Okay, thank you. Well, there are other words, but we haven't got time to listen to all that piece of music from Pink Floyd. Time is what we're thinking about today. It's a gift from God. So are our talents. Then we're thinking about that next week. And so, yes, so is our money. So is our treasure. They're all gifts from God. And as we get ready for Pledge Sunday / Stewardship Sunday, which is also Harvest Sunday on the 13th of October, we'll be thinking of God's gifts towards us. Time is so very, very important. You could almost say that it's the first thing that God created. You look at Genesis chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He looked out and there was chaos. And he created light and darkness. And he divided the light and called it day. And the darkness he called night. Morning passed and evening passed. The first day. You could say that time was the very first thing that God created. Time is so important that God gives us a commandment about it. 6 days you shall labor, and on the seventh day you shall rest. You need time to give honor to God. You need time, he's saying, to rest. Time. It's so important. When something is very, very important, it's precious. It's precious. When something is precious, we think, oh, well, there's not much of it. Like gold, like diamonds. They are precious because there's not as much of them as other things, as ordinary stones. They're precious because they're rare. So does that mean that time, because it's precious, there's very little about it. There's very little time that we have. Let's think about that. What would you do? What would you do if, when you woke up tomorrow morning, you were told you've got £86,400 to spend? What would you do? No, it's in your hands. £86,400. There is a catch. If you haven't spent it all by the end of the day, it all goes. But then you get another £86,400 the next day. At the end of the 24 hours, it goes. And again, and again, and again, and again. Every single day you get £86,400. That wouldn't be stingy, would it? But you've got to spend it. Because at the end of the day, it goes. That's the number of seconds in a day. 86,400. Time is, there's lots of it. There's a time for everything, a season for everything. A time, like we heard from Ecclesiastes. But it's a time that we've got to make good use of it. Jesus said, keep alert. Keep your eyes open. Keep watch. Paul said in his letter to the Ephesians, he said, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. So, but if there's so much time, why worry? Why be concerned? Us, only money, it's only time, you know, it goes by, doesn't matter. What? How important is it? Well, how important is a year? You ask someone who's been at university and failed his or her exams and has to repeat the year. How important is a month? You ask a lady who's pregnant and in her ninth month of pregnancy loses the child. How important is a week? You ask an online editor of a magazine that comes out every week. You've got to get it ready. You've got a deadline. How important is an hour? Remember the time when you used to ring up your girlfriend or boyfriend? And because you couldn't see them for nearly 2 days. And so you rang them up and you had an hour on the phone. Oh, wow, how important was it? So what's important about a minute? Ever missed the bus? By a minute. And then the next one comes in an hour and a half. How important is a second? What about someone who got held up on the underground and got to the Twin Towers in New York just too late to be involved in the explosions? How important is a millisecond? You ask the person who comes second in an Olympic race. Time is so important. We call to live in the present, not yearn for the past. We're grateful for the past, but we don't yearn for it. And don't dream wistfully for an imagined future. No, we are called to live now, because now is the present, and that is the present from God. Let's not waste it. Time is too precious. The bad news is that time flies, but the good news is, as someone said, you're the pilot. You're the pilot. Well, in Jesus, you're the pilot. If we do what he says, you're the pilot. In Jesus, we can decide how to use the time given to us, but we allow ourselves to be distracted. In the 1990s, they did a research amongst clergy to find out how long they were working and how they spent their time. And they found that on average, clergy work about 60 hours a week, and it's true. We work about 60 hours a week. How much time do you spend on this, that, and the other thing? Well, in that research, they found they spent about 22 hours on administration. 22 hours, a third of your time on administration. How much time did they spend in prayer? On average, 38 minutes a week. I think there were some priorities that had gone wrong there. How do we use the time? Look at the clocks on the back of your notice sheet. Make sure you take these. And then see how you use time. Whoops. See how you use time. Whether, obviously, there are some things we cannot avoid. We need to sleep. When do we sleep? Put that down. When do we eat? Put that approximately down. I mean, it's not wrong to eat. It's not wrong to sleep. It's not wrong to watch television or use Facebook or things like that. But how much time do we give to it? And then how much time do we give to God? This isn't a guilt trip. I'm not trying to make us feel guilty. But what I want is to look at how we use time. And if we think we're not using it right, that's very good. Because the first step to get healthy physically is realize we're not healthy physically. To get fit, we have to recognize it. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." When we realize we're not spiritually healthy, that's a brilliant start. Because we can do something about it. We can start to get fit spiritually. Doesn't mean to say, okay, now I'm going to fast and pray for 40 days. No, we don't go straight into it. You wouldn't go straight into running a marathon if you hadn't trained for it. But time is limited. Time is limited. So how do you make best use of it? Start gently. I have got a smartphone. If you've got a smartphone, there is an app which is called Daily Prayer. And it is very easy. It doesn't cost anything. You can download it through your store or whatever. And it gives you a short service of prayer morning, evening, and at night. With the readings, with the Psalms, everything. It's all there. All you have to do is tap the app and you've got it there. A time to stop. A time to focus on God. I know I've got limited time because I've asked John to stop me after a certain number of minutes. I hope he's asleep. Use it. Or use the paper versions. Use Bible reading notes. Set an alarm to go off, an alarm clock on your watch or somewhere. Go off at, say, 12 o'clock and make sure, why is that going? Oh, think of God. Prioritize our times. Let's look towards God. Let's make a deliberate choice to remember God. Use that app. It doesn't cost anything. Just give, and it's there at your fingertips if you've got a smartphone. Obviously, if you haven't, then use the paper version or use something, an alarm clock, as I say, just to make us think about God. I'll just read some more of the words from that song. You missed the starting gun with the last ones we heard. So you run and you run to catch up with the sun, but it's sinking, racing around you to come up behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older, shorter of breath, and one day closer to death. Every year is getting shorter, never seem to find the time. Plans that either come to naught or half a page of scribbled lines. Hanging on in quiet desperation is the English way. The time is gone. The song is over. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of time. May we use it properly. We thank you for all your gifts. May we use them all properly. May we put you first. May we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and everything else will come our way that we need. In Jesus' name, amen.